In a world of change, where do you belong? The answer's clear, it's time to be strong. Mindful growth, that's where we thrive. With Angela's guidance, watch your best self arrive. Transform with strong, reach for the stars. Resilient minds, that's who we are. Awakening potential, near and far. Angela Armstrong, raising the bar.
Picture this. You're standing at the edge of your comfort zone. Your heart's racing. You're facing another workday challenge. But instead of backing away, you're ready to leap forward. Why is that? Because you've got something powerful in your corner. Resilience. I'm Angela Armstrong, and you're listening to Transformation Talk. Today, we're diving deep into workplace resilience, not just surviving your 9-to-5, but transforming it into a launch pad for your greatest potential. Whether you're leading teams through stormy seas or navigating your own career crossroads, this episode is your compass to not just bounce back, but to bounce forward. Buckle up, because we're about to unlock the secrets that turn workplace challenges into your stepping stones to success. Let's start with a truth bomb. The modern workplace isn't just challenging, it's a crucible of transformation. But here's the game-changing perspective. Every pressure point in your workday is actually an opportunity to forge something extraordinary, your resilient self. Think of resilience as your career superpower. Here's why it's your secret weapon. First, performance under fire. When others crumble, you shine. Second, change mastery. You don't just ride waves of change, you surf them. Three, leadership evolution. You become the leader others naturally follow. Four, career satisfaction. You don't just work, you thrive. And five, life mastery. Your resilience ripples into every area of your life. Let me share something with you. Last year, I faced what seemed like an impossible situation. I was leading a major transformation project for a Fortune 500 client. 3 months in, our key developer quit. The client doubled their requirements and we were already behind schedule. The team was burning out and I could feel the weight of potential failure crashing down. But instead of letting it break me, I used it as a catalyst for transformation. First, I helped him gather his team for complete transparency about their situation. And instead of sugarcoating it, he faced that challenge head on. We reimagined the approach, broke down the project into smaller achievable sprints, and implemented daily resilience breaks, which were taken in 15-minute periods where the team members could step back, breathe, and come back, and they're all reset. The result was not only did the project get delivered on time, but they also created a new project management framework that's now being used across the whole organization. What seemed like a crisis became their biggest breakthrough. Ready to level up? Here are your power tools for workplace resilience. First, you have your growth mindset revolution. Transform your I can't into I can't yet, because you will. Make failures your fuel for success. See challenges as your personal growth acceleration. A practical tip, start a lessons learned journal. Every time something goes wrong, write down 3 ways it's helping you grow. Second, mindfulness mastery. Turn your chaos into clarity with present moment awareness. Master the art of strategic pauses. Transform stress into focused energy. Let's do a real world application for this. Before every challenging meeting or task, take 3 conscious breaths and set a clear intention. Third, relationship alchemy. You build alliances that elevate everyone, transform competitors into collaborators, and create your own success ecosystem. Action step. Identify one challenging workplace relationship and find three common grounds for connection with that person. Four, boundary brilliance. Master the art of the powerful no. Design your work-life integration blueprint and own your time like a boss. Make every moment count. Implementation strategy. I want you to create your non-negotiable list. Things you won't compromise on, no matter what. Fifth, strategic self-care. Transform your breaks into power-ups. And also design your personal energy management system and make recovery non-negotiable. Daily practice for this. Schedule 3 5-minute reset moments throughout your workday. Let's pause for a powerful 2-minute reset. Close your eyes if you're in a safe place to do so. We're going to try my 3-3-3 resilience reset. Take 3 deep breaths. Name 3 things you're grateful for at work. Identify 3 strengths you're bringing to your next challenge. You can pause this while you do that. Did you feel that shift in energy? That's resilience in action. Organizational resilience resolution. All right, leaders, this section is your playbook for creating a resilience-rich environment. Communication that catalyzes growth. I want you to implement weekly pulse checks with your team. Make sure that you're creating a safe space for honest feedback so they feel free to come to you. And celebrate vulnerability as a strength. Also, develop opportunities that ignite potential by offering cross-training experiences. Create mentor-mentee partnerships. And support calculated risk-taking. Next, we have work-life integration that maximizes performance. Make sure their scheduling has some flexible options, remote work opportunities, and results-focused rather than time-focused metrics. Recognition systems that reinforce resilience. I want you to acknowledge both successes and brave failures. Create peer recognition programs and share resilient success stories. Create a culture where failing forward is celebrated by regular innovation challenges, learning from mistakes workshops, growth story sharing sessions. Remember I talked about Sarah in previous episodes. She was a client who transformed her team's burnout into breakthrough. As a marketing director at a fast-growing startup, she inherited a team that was exhausted and disengaged. Instead of pushing harder, she implemented what I call the resilience ripple effect. First, she introduced Freedom Fridays. Afternoons were dedicated to learning, innovation, or recovery. Team members could choose to work on passion projects, take professional development courses, or simply recharge. She also created Challenge Champions. It was a rotating role where team members could lead projects outside their comfort zones with full support to learn from mistakes. Within 3 months, her team engagement scores doubled. Creative output increased by 40%. And they landed their biggest client yet. The secret? She didn't just manage the workload. She built resilience into the team's DNA. Let's have our question and answer round. First question. Help, my workplace is toxic. How do I stay resilient? That is a very good question. It's time for some real talk. Toxic workplaces are resilience vampires, but you're not powerless. Here's how you survive to triumph. I want you to own your response zone. You can't control others' actions, but you can control your reaction. Build your protective alliance. Find your support squad both inside and outside the workplace. Master strategic disengagement. Learn when to engage and when to mentally step back. Know your non-negotiables. Define your ethical and your professional boundaries. Plan your power move, whether that's transforming your current situation or planning your strategic exit. Remember, sometimes the most resilient choice is simply choosing to leave. Next question. How do I build change-proof resilience? Change isn't coming, it's already here. Your edge, becoming a change alchemist by making uncertainty your playground. Start with small experiments in your daily routine and build your future-proof skill portfolio. Stay ahead of industry trends. Create your change support squad. Network with innovators in your field. Practice micro-adaptations daily. Make small changes build your adaptability muscle. Transform change anxiety into change excitement by focusing on opportunities and not threats. Subscribe to industry newsletters and spend 20 minutes daily learning about emerging trends in your field. That's a pro tip. How do I stop work from invading my life? Ready for the ultimate boundary blueprint? Here's your work-life liberation plan. Create your power down ritual, a specific routine that signals work is done. Done. Master the art of present moment switches. Full engagement in whatever it is that you're doing. Design your recharge revolution. Identify activities that truly energize you. Transform your time into energy currency by focusing on energy management, not just time management. Make personal time as non-negotiable as client meetings. Schedule it, protect it, and honor it. Quick win. Start with a 10-minute end-of-the-day ritual that includes reviewing accomplishments and setting tomorrow's priorities. Warriors of the workplace, you now hold the keys to transforming every challenge into your catalyst for growth. But knowledge without action is just potential waiting to be unleashed. Here's your challenge. Take one strategy from today's episode and implement it before your next workday ends. Maybe it's the 3-3-3 resilience reset, or perhaps it's creating your non-negotiable list. Whatever you choose, I want you to commit to it fully. You can share your transformation story with us at #ResilienceRevolution. Your journey might just be the inspiration someone else needs to take that first step. Coming up next week, we have the resilient relationship, because your personal connections are your power grid for success. We'll explore how to build unshakable bonds that weather any storm. This is Angela R. Strong reminding you that resilience isn't just about bouncing back. It's about bouncing forward into your extraordinary potential. Until next time, keep transforming. You can follow me at Angela_R_Strong on Instagram, Facebook, Angela R. Strong, and you can also join on Facebook our Calibrated Living Network community. In there, I post free tools, worksheets, information. I just posted a book, a full book that no one else will have except the people in that network community on Facebook. Also, if you would like for me to come and do a speaking engagement or have any questions or want to see if I can help you in becoming more resilient, email me at Angela@AngelaRStrong.com. Again, that's Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A, at AngelaRStrong.com. Have a great week. See you next time.
In the world of change, where do you belong?